Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Good to come your way again, and I just hope you don't get weary of me reminiscing, but I'm going to sneak up that old Dutch Canyon again when the sun gets to shining and get a good picture of that schoolhouse that sits by the road and put it in the newsletter so you can get an idea. You know, to only be less than 30 miles from Portland, up there in the hills, of course, you've got to turn it back 60 years to the day I was there, but there were 14 kids in that school when the smallest group in the four years, and I think about 22 kids is the largest student body we ever had. But it had such an effect on my life, and I will always be indebted to that teacher. I went out there as a little crippled boy and tongue-tied and all, and I didn't like anybody and they didn't like me, and I tell you, I had a terrible attitude, and I probably owe more to that dear teacher, Frances Gates. She knew, she was acquainted with sorrow and grief. Her husband had died and left her with her children, and they moved into Scappoose and got a job teaching that school, and their boy enrolled in high school, and one of her sons, and when they were had an initiation, and they held him under the shower and a lot of stuff, pretty rough. And out of that, he got pneumonia, and he died. And it was a real tragedy. And so that had just happened, and she took that school, and she was very sympathetic, and she was so patient with me. And I remember one day she took me aside when there was no students around, and she said, "I need to talk to you." She said, "Donald, I like you." And I thought, yeah, you like me. I don't like you. I had bad thoughts. And she said, "No, I'm telling you, you are the most stubborn little boy I've ever met or had anything to do with. But," she said, "you know, that isn't all bad." She said, "but it's so bad right now. If you fell in the creek, I wouldn't go upstream looking for you. I'd go upstream. You're too ornery to go with the flow." And she laughed, and I thought, that's kind of funny. And she said, "Now, I want you to listen. I'm going to help you. I know you think you're dumb, and you're fighting some battles, but there's nothing wrong with your little brain. And I can train that little brain and your little life if you'll let me. And I can swing that stubbornness around, and that determination. It's not just stubbornness, it's determination. And we can help you to be, you could be one of the best, or maybe the best in the class." She said, "We're going to learn the multiplication tables. And we're going to start with 1 times 1 and go all the way to 12 times 12. And you've got to learn them because that's part of the third grade that you're going into. And I want you to get them. And I'm going to use flashcards." And she showed me her flashcards, little cards about 3 by 5. And on there is printed 3 times 3, 3 times 4, and so forth. And she'd hold up a card, and the class would sit on the recitation bench up front and in front of her desk, and we'd recite, and we'd compete to see who knew the answer first. And I never did win any of the spelling bees like the little girl in the poem I shared with you the other day. But I was winning the arithmetic ones because she said, now you could take and make yourself some of these cards and just get the right answer on the back and then have your sisters practice with you at home. So I did that. And my sisters helped me, and my mother. And then when we had to walk a mile to school, all the way to school, we'd practice multiplication tables. And I got good at it, and I got so I could generally be the first one. And I liked that because I'd never been first in anything. But she swung that around, and... Well, I'll not give you all the sequence, but I was indebted to her. And when I moved away from there in the seventh grade and went over to Sophie's Island, there's 13 kids in the seventh grade. But I was one of the top notch. A couple girls had me beat in English and some of the social studies. But when it came to reading, writing, and arithmetic, I was right in there. And then I moved into Portland and went to the Portsmouth grade school out on off of Lombard in the Portsmouth district. And there were 96 of us in the graduating class back there in 1936. And I was one of the top students. A couple of girls there, again, were better in some of the things. But when it came to history, I loved it and arithmetic. So after I got to be a man and was preaching all I've told you before, some of you have heard the story many times, but I took my little wife and my baby boy, and I took my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law was a school teacher, a school principal, and I looked up Mrs. Gates, and I phoned her, found out she lived over at the coast and was retired and old, and her daughter was retired and old. And I told them I'd like to take them out to dinner. First I said that I'm one of your old students, and my name is Don Klein, and do you remember me? And she said, no. Oh, you mean Donald Klein. And I thought, well, that's what I used to go by. That's my real name. And she said, how's Dorothy and Donna, my two sisters that were students under, after all those years? So I had a wonderful time, and I got a nice corsage and took her and her retired school teaching daughter and took them out to a nice supper. And what a wonderful time we had. She helped shape my life. And I didn't know it, but she didn't preach religion to us, but she honored God. And she got us to love poetry and the worthwhile things of life. And what a blessing she was. So the past is, we're going to get on to the present, but we have seen some wonderful things happen in the ministry. And to God be all the glory. But I applied myself, and actually when I was in that junior college back there in theological Bible school, I spent 4 years there at Old Miltonvale, and I entered into the intercollegiate oratorical contest of all the colleges in Kansas, and I got into the finals, and I won the final. I'll tell you, I was by that time going to be a preacher and knew it, and I put my heart and soul into it and a lot of prayer, and I wrote an oration on the little black gangster, nicotine, and the damage. And I did a lot of preaching, they thought maybe I wouldn't win, but I, in spite of my subject, it probably wasn't so popular with some people, but I lambasted use of tobacco because I'd figured out that it was hard on people's health and it was much more damage than any of us realized back in those days. But here we are in the present, and we don't have the trucks that we once had, and we don't have all those open doors, but the need is out there, and the field is white unto harvest, and we have a responsibility, and we're going to step into it because nobody else is doing it, and there's places where we've been that aren't being reached, and they're contacting us with little old First Nation Ministries meeting in the basement of a church and using a pickup and a trailer and some volunteer help. But God is blessed and making us a blessing. And now God has opened up this radio work to us. And on top of that, as I shared with you, the dear people at Christian News Northwest and the dear people in the Oregonian, they've been so kind, and it was unsolicited. They just got in on it and got and heard the broadcast along the line. And God, I kind of think God's got a hook in a lot of people's jaws, because he's raising up an army. Every true believer ought to be concerned about the most needy mission field the American church has to answer for, and that's the Indian reservations. We've hardly scratched the surface, and the time is growing short. So that's where we are in the present, and it's opening up faster to our little organization than we're able to handle it. But God will provide the means.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. And join us tomorrow as Debbie and Marv give us the First Nation Ministries update.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.